Hey everyone, it's Allie
and Haley,
and we're back with another episode from Location. Is it more than just a physical place?
Throughout this series, we have been exploring how location has a very big impact on who a person is and who they have become. The impact of location on a person is a big part of their story. There are several examples in literature of how location shapes our main character in many different ways. This week, we are going to be looking closer at one story in particular, A Rose for Emily. This is one of my favorite stories by famous author William Faulkner. One of the first things that is important to note when diving into how location impacted our main character, Miss Emily Grierson, is that this story takes place in post-Civil War Lafayette County, Mississippi.
This location is very important to who Miss Emily is because the story deals a lot with deep Southern culture during this time period. One of my favorite things about the South is the big, beautiful homes. I'll be honest, Haley, that's one of the reasons that I looked at coming to a Southern school. The architecture and lavishness of some of the old plantation homes just really amazes me. When I was reading A Rose for Emily, William Faulkner described the Grierson family home to be so beautiful, right, decorated with cupolas, spires, and scrolled balconies. Well, if I'm being honest, I'm not really sure what a cupola is, but doesn't it just sound grand?
Yeah. Anyways, Faulkner in his story said that the family home was set on what had been the quote-unquote most select street, but was now, and like this choice in wording that Faulkner uses, an eyesore among eyesores.
Yeah, I definitely agree, Haley. I think that this location helped Faulkner's audience to understand that the Grierson family was once so wealthy. But now, after the war was over, a lot of people had lost so much money and were much more poor than ever before.
This story really just takes us back into a sort of time capsule of this period in history and through Faulkner's writing. I like to think that I can see into what lives may have looked like during this time. I think another huge location of Faulkner's story is the Grierson family home itself. It is such a huge symbol of Miss Grierson's family life. This is definitely where the story starts to take a dark turn.
Exactly. When Emily's father died, her family home was all that she had left. It became a place for mourning and the only place that Emily felt she could be herself. This location was so important to her development as a person. The house ended up shaping Emily into what her town viewed as a reclusive person after the war.
You're totally right. The house held Emily's identity. Emily and the house were both remnants of a greater time, the pre-Civil War time to be exact. The actions of Miss Emily in post-Civil War times are a large range of wacky after her father's death. An example of this is when she poisons Homer Barron and keeps his body in bed so that she can sleep next to him for a long time. In Miss Emily's mind, she was doing what she felt necessary in response to the pressure placed on her by the town and its people to uphold her privilege.
Well, that's kind of sadistic. To be honest, the only thing that really keeps the story believable is the understanding that Emily's only location is her house. She's blinded by the grief of her father's death and the loss of all her money, so much so that she became, well, I like to say, quote-unquote, trapped within her own prison. This just proves how the location of Emily's home shaped her.
This important piece of literature is just one example of a location that drastically changed someone's life.
Tune in next week when we talk about how location impacted who Haley and I are today as people.